This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on reforms in electronic evidence under Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023. The participants are Dr. Nisha Dhanraj, Associate Professor at Maharaja Agrasen Institute of Management, and Lalima Anija Dang, Anchor.
Our country has been waiting for judicial reforms to replace the colonial era ones since a long time. And finally, with the passage of three bills, a watershed moment was created. They are the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sahita 2023, Bharatiya Nyay Sahita 2023, and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023. The last one replaces the Indian Evidence Act 1872. For more on this, we are now joined by Dr. Nisha Devani. Welcome, Dr. Nisha, to Akashvani Studios.
Thank you.
Ma'am, could you tell us what was the need to replace the Indian Evidence Act of 1872 with this new one? Of course, we know that the colonial era laws were outdated, but what is your opinion on it?
See, I would like to answer this question with the help of our new industrial policy, which brought in the year of 1991. This has given a big change to India, and just because of that reason, Information Technology 2000 came. But yes, when the IT Act came, Information Technology came, it came with the offenses, it came with the penalties. But again, we were seeking what? The evidence. And the evidence was already in the Indian Evidence Act of 1872. But again, the question was, what was this 1872 law is sufficient to deal with the things which are given in IT Act? Mm-hmm. So just because of that is, and in the year of 2000, 65A and 65B were added in the Indian Evidence Act. Again, our IT Act got changed in the year of 2008 when we introduced 66B2F. Many, you can say, crimes in relation to the area of cyberspace, like hacking, voyeurism, and many more. Cyber terrorism was one of them.
Yes.
Because after, you can say, like a Mumbai attack, the cyber terrorism section 66F was also added. But again, the question was what? Is it still sufficient to deal with the urgency, or you can say the need of India in relation to cyberspace crime? It was not. So just because of that reason, I would say the BSA has come to answer all the questions, to all the queries which are occurring right now. You can say like the crimes in the area of cyberspace in relation to deepfake technology, artificial intelligence, the form of, you can say, the accused committing crime got changed from conventional to, like, to, you can say, digital or technological. So we need some more important instrument, tools and technology to deal with the same, and BSA is the answer to that.
Right. So, in fact, that takes me to my next question, that we have all often talked about traditional evidence. You know, there's oral accounts, witnesses. Now, when things have, a lot many years have gone by, decades have gone by, and now we are a digitized country today. And, of course, we have email, we have computer systems, we have cloud, we have smartphone messages. So, in this new act, the BSA that we're talking about, have the traditional systems like the witnesses, as I just mentioned, the oral system or the digitized documents, or these both have been given equal importance? Or is there the latest given, you know, technology given more than the
No, it's not so. I would like to take a reference of Section 61, which has been introduced in our BSA, to answer this question that we are taking our digital records, electronic record, in the same way as we take the documents in print mode. So the point is, when we take the reference of Section 61, there are three things which are given: the legal effect, enforceability, and there's one more. Legal effect is enforceability, and validity of your digital record will be same as your documentary evidence. I mean to say, the documents and plus the digital record are having the same importance as it was not earlier present in our Indian Evidence Act, but now it is.
So in that sense, it's a kind of a revolution.
Yes, it's a big revolution.
Ma'am, in Section 63, Clause 4, electronic certificate has to be signed by the examiner. Now, this is a major issue. Who would that examiner be?
Yeah, this is a very important issue, because this has been in conflict in many judgments which are passed by the Supreme Court. If I would like to take the name, there's a Arjun Pandit Rao case, P.V. Sandhu case. There are many more judgments where this Section 63 clause was giving a big, you can say, problem. Mm-hmm. So to answer this question, I would like to tell, like, in Section 63, Clause 4, there's a reference of Section 79A of IT Act is given. It means, like, when the electronic certificate is prepared, it has to be signed by two persons.
Mm-hmm.
One person, I mean the first person, is what? Who has prepared your certificate.
and then it has to be cross-signed by the electronic examiner as per IT Act of Section 79A. Now, the question is, who is that?
Right.
So, if you check the website of Ministry of Electronics and Technology, you will find the notification which has been issued in the year of 2023 to around, you can say, 17 institutions, cyber labs, who are called as who have been nominated, designated as electronic examiner. So, they will be signing after, like, the person who has prepared the certificate. This has to be cross-signed by that electronic examiner. I would like to explain it in Bangalore, Hyderabad. There are many forensic labs who have been nominated as like the expert as per Section 79A. So I have to refer the certificate to them and then they will sign it.
Right. You mentioned the forensic lab. I was just thinking about that now times have changed. We now have a university totally based on forensic sciences and things have advanced. You know, it's a new India which is now going ahead. Would this new BSA, would it give ample space or credibility to forensic sciences and forensic evidence? Because so far, when the evidence was being collected and investigation was done, often there were loopholes and gaps because there were gaps while collecting forensic evidence because we didn't have the expertise either in terms of technicians or in terms of just being
understood.
Lackadaisical. And sometimes if it's collected, you have to give it to the right lab to be able to investigate further.
Yes.
So all have those loopholes been taken care of now and streamlined?
See, when we talk about the forensic evidence or you can say the digital evidence,
there
are, you can say, like few steps which the experts they have to follow, especially when the crime is dealing with some electronic record. And this is what the crime scene has to be captured, like in the way not only to identify like where this electronic record is, but also that how we have to procure, how we have to seize, how we have to search, preserve, examine, analyze, and then the officers who are collecting or capturing that crime scene, they have to make a report thereof also. And this report has to be submitted by way, like, along with your challan sheet to the court.
Yes.
So, it is not very easy, I would say. Sometime, the investigation officer, they have to submit their query or authenticity of the digital record to the, you can say, the forensic labs and all. So, this process is very tedious, I would say. It takes some time long, or you can say sometime it is giving delay to the response by this website, by appointing these 17 authorities there. You can put your query direct to them and they will respond to you. One thing. Second part of your question, I would say there are few toolkits which we have to follow. And these are what? The forensic toolkit, FTK, which is known as, and plus the oxygen forensic toolkit. And these devices are very much, you can say, useful when we talk about the crimes in relation to smartphone, tablets, or data recovery. And you can say like a disk imaging, keyword searching, or many more. So I would say loopholes are there, but yes, BSA, the sections like section 62, section 63, section 61 will be able to give the answer. Along with the same, I would like to add section 57 and 58 also. Earlier, you can say when we talk about, when we used to take like primary evidence as per Indian Evidence Act, there was this was giving a bit problem in relation to electronic evidence. But if you look at the explanation number 4, 5, 6, 7, which have been added in your section 57 in relation to primary evidence, it means that the moment you have created some data, if you have transmitted it or uploaded or you can say stored, wherever the places are there, whatever the places are there, these are going to be the primary evidence in relation to your proceedings in the court. Earlier it was missing. So this is the biggest reform in relation to electronic evidence. Apart from that, if I look at section 58, where the secondary evidence is given, there are three things which have been added in the clauses. These are what? Your oral evidence, the expert opinion, and there's one more thing which has been added in section 58. When we talk about section 58, this is all about the secondary evidence. This is the most important area where the place has been given to the oral admissions, written admissions, and the evidence of a person who is an expert to a company, the company records, or you can say anything. So earlier it was missing, but yes, now the BSA has given a solution and importance to the electronic record. Like whatever, in whatever the form, the evidence, you can say the data is coming to the court, it is going to be identified, it is going to be recognized, it is going to have some, you can say, value which can sort out the case in all ways.
Right. Ma'am, is this BSA, this new act that we're talking about, Bharatiya Sakshya Sanhita 2023, is it applicable to both civil and criminal cases?
Our earlier Indian Evidence Act, this is also was applicable to both civil and criminal. So BSA is also applicable, but yes, BSA has come with major reforms in the area of electronic record. So yes, if the things are coming, for example, if I look at section 29 or you can say like section 31, so these are the sections which are meant for the civil cases and yes, giving a solution. Apart from that, there are many provisions. For example, section 57 is there, which is talking about the primary evidence again and secondary evidence 58, 59. So these two sections are giving a primary and secondary evidence in relation to civil and criminal. So yes, the BSA is a solution to both.
While on the one hand we talk about protection to be given to witnesses when we talk about oral evidence, when it comes to, we are again coming back to electronic evidence, how does one ensure or how does BSA ensure that no tampering is done to the electronic evidence?
When the criminal cases are coming to the court, the most important is what, the challan sheet. In challan sheet, in the FIR, the whole, you can say, the crime scene has to be captured by the investigation officer. Then the challan sheet will come to the court. And then the admissibility, the relevancy, admissibility will be done by the court. Mm-hmm. Now the point is, here we take the examination of witnesses also. Now the point is, my witness is out of India and he is not able to come to India for the purpose of what, like his statement and all. In that situation, I can go for VC. And this will cover in your documentary evidence as per section 2 clause T.
If it's revolutionary as it sounds like, are we imparting knowledge to our lawyers, our advocates and all the stakeholders who are there? And do we have the kind of infrastructure to absorb this kind of a revolutionary act?
Yes, I think so. Your question is covering three things. Mm-hmm. The first is what are we able to give like justice to all by way of PSA? And the second question you are asking about, like how we can set the loopholes. Mm-hmm. And the third thing which you are asking me is what, like
infrastructure
and all. So I would like to answer the first question is what, like the PSA preamble, if you look at it, is giving the fair trial. Mm-hmm. So fair trial, it means the trial which is free from all the biasness and plus arbitrariness. Fair trial is covering what? The principle of natural justice. So yes, this BSA is a complete solution. The words like a fair trial is used there and giving a solution. So yes, this trial will be accessible to all, approachable to all and affordable to all. So BSA is the answer to it. The next question which you are asked me for the infrastructure.
Yes.
So I would say it's the biggest question in a country like India. Just because of that reason, if you look at like Honorable Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, if I look at the infrastructure, you can see like many notifications have come in the Ministry of Law and Justice. They are talking about the e-court system.
Right.
Yes. So infrastructure is being built up according to the requirement of PSA and definitely this is going to give the solution. But still, I would say the toolkits like Oxygen and plus FTK are still enough for us, but they are like not accessible still to the remote areas in villages where the phones are being used, the smartphones are being used, technology is there, the crimes are being committed from there. But when we look at the solution is not there. So this is the biggest gap which we need to fix with the help of BSA. Third thing which you...
Awareness. And making the whole legal fraternity aware about these latest changes.
It's really important to educate the people.
Exactly.
It's really important because
legal fraternity and the people.
Yes. People, they are not ready to accept BSA, BNS or Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Adhiniyam. So, lots of sessions, lots of, you can say, workshops are needed to aware the people that, yes, the law has changed to meet the needs of in today's, you can say, digital era.
New India.
Yes, new India, I would say. New India. So, just because of that reason, BSA is going to give the solution to the problems which are occurring in today's world, like in the area of AI or deepfake technologies.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Nisha Devani, for coming to Akashvani Studios and enlightening us on the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
You were listening to a discussion on reforms in electronic evidence under Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023. The participants were Dr. Nisha Dhanraj, Associate Professor at Maharaja Agrasen Institute of Management, and Lalima Anijadang, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.